Well, you know what that sound is, folks, or what that means. It is Thursday, just past 4 o'clock, and you are tuned into Everything Under the Sun right here on KDNK, the Soper Sun's weekly radio program. If you haven't already, head on down to a yellow newsstand close to you and pick up a fresh issue of this week's Soper Sun. Mountain Fair is next weekend. Very exciting. And Carbondale Arts is seeking volunteers. So if you're interested in volunteering, which they say is the best way to experience the fair, you could visit tinyurl.com/friendoffair. Again, that's tinyurl.com/friendoffair. We got a special show for you today. Not a highlight from this week's paper, although it was in our calendar. We have Hiroya Tsukamoto here in the studio. How are you doing, Hiroya?
Good, James. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us. And this is not your first time on Everything Under the Sun.
Right. This is my, I think, second or third time. But it's been a while since I'm on this program, I mean, in the radio station.
That's right, yeah.
Great to be back.
It's great to have you back.
Thank you.
And Hiroya, you are a musician. Mm-hmm. You're currently touring in Colorado.
Right.
You played a show in Aspen last night?
Last night. Yeah, I started with Denver and Boulder, and I went up to Wyoming, and I came down to Colorado again. And I have 4 more shows to go in Colorado, in Western Slope.
Okay, 4 more to go on the Western Slope.
Including this one today in Carbondale.
Okay, and just let's get right to that. What time and where is the show tonight?
7 o'clock at the 3rd Street Center.
Okay.
Which is close to here.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And our listeners are pretty familiar with that, with the 3rd Street Center. Yeah. And so 7 o'clock tonight, folks, head on down and see Hiroya in person. He is kind enough to have offered to play a couple songs on the show today so we can have a little preview. And you played at the 3rd Street Center before, is that right?
Yeah, I played there last year.
Oh, it was as recently as last year?
Yeah, I usually come back this time of the year to Colorado.
So you like Carbondale?
I do, very much.
Tell us a little bit just about you, where you grew up and how you first came to discover Carbondale.
So I grew up in Kyoto, Japan. Mm. And I left Japan early 20s. So half my life, Japan, half here in the U.S. I went to school in Boston, and I moved to New York, where I live about 20 years now. And I came here, Carbondale, for the first time about 10 years ago, performing at Steve's Guitar, which is a very unique
venue.
It's
one of our favorite venues, yeah.
So I keep coming back to this area. It's beautiful, and I made some friends in this area, too. So, yeah.
Great. You said you've been in New York for 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you live right in the city?
In Queens.
Okay, cool.
It's a very diverse neighborhood.
Wonderful. Yeah. And are you a full-time performer, then?
Mm-hmm. I travel to perform.
And you've also produced a couple music albums.
Right.
Can you tell us the titles of those albums?
So I released 3 albums with my group and 4 albums under my name, solo album. And the latest one is called Little River Canyon, which I released 2 years ago. And I'm going to planning to record a new one next month.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
So you're a busy guy.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And so Carbondale, you said 10 years ago, and then you just want to keep coming back.
Exactly.
That's wonderful. What do you like about Carbondale in the valley? Like,
because I grew up in the valley too, in Japan.
Okay.
So it reminds me of my hometown, but, my hometown is Japan. So lots of rice field but the mountains, I was growing up surrounded by mountains. So I feel very much comfortable on the river Yeah.
That's
and people
great.
Laid back and friendly.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Good. And then I think I saw you're heading to Ridgeway. It's one of your...
It's Ridgeway too.
Yeah. I love Ridgeway.
Yeah.
It's one of the most beautiful views of the San Juan Mountains.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. Well, Hiroya, we're so happy to have you in the studio today.
And
thank you for offering to play some music as a preview for tonight's performance at the Third Street Center at 7 o'clock. How would you describe your music?
I don't really think much, but people described my music as transformative. Some people use cinematic. And the style-wise, people describe it as fingerstyle acoustic guitar. But at the show, I do a combination of guitar music, some poetry and vocal. Mm. And I use electronics, which is a loop pedal, so I can create multiple layers in the real time. So that's what I do. So I did a mixture of different things in at the show. But I'm going to do an acoustic for this radio show.
Okay, great.
Unplugged.
Okay, fantastic. And great. Well, let's just get into that. But first, what came first? Poetry, music for you when you were younger? Or is it kind of a combination?
Yeah, combination. But I always liked poetry and the reading books. Mm. At the same time, I liked the music. So I don't really remember which one came first.
Okay. Well, we have time to ask you a couple more questions, but first let's hear one of your songs.
Okay. This one is entitled Another Great Day to Be Alive.
Wonderful. Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Hiroya, oh my goodness. And that, like, I felt like the title of that song throughout. It's such a beautiful title. What was it? Another Great Day to be alive.
Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. That was so beautiful. And and so mainly guitar playing, but you had some humming also in there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Do you typically, do you like you use some lyrics in some of your songs.
Some, but lots of times I just sing the melody almost as the instrument meant.
Okay.
You know, I'm doubling the melody with the guitar and the vocal. I use that kind of effect.
Okay.
Instead of like, singing the words.
It's like I could feel it in my heart, and it's so beautiful. And so then the poetry, when you speak poetry, is that without a guitar then? Generally?
With music. And I do lots of storytelling too.
Okay.
Yeah. Mixing with the music.
Okay. So yeah. In between kind of music.
Yeah. When I introduce songs, mm-hmm. I tell some stories how the songs came about, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. Well, for our listeners, you are tuned into Everything Under the Sun, the Sopra Sun's weekly radio program right here on KDNK. We are speaking with Hiroya Sukamoto, who has a performance this evening at the Third Street Center at 7 p.m. as he's doing a tour through Colorado before he heads back to New York. Hiroya, you probably just heard one of his songs, Another Great Day to Be Alive. He's going to play a couple more for us, or at least one more here shortly. Thank you again, Hiroya.
No, thank you.
For joining us today. If you want to find out more about Hiroya, you can go to his website, which is hiroyasukamoto.com, HIROYATSUKAMOTO.com. We'll go ahead and read that again before the end of the show.
Or you can Google Hiroya Guitar.
And or, I think there it's going to come up. There you
my
go.
Last name is very difficult to
spell out. Okay, so Hiroya Guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect. And so, Hiroya, I read an article by Raleigh Burley, I think it was like from 2021, mm-hmm. so it was a few years ago, talking about like kind of your influences. Can you speak to your influences? What influences you musically and poetically?
Yeah, I started playing music when I was, 12 years old or something, in a school, right? But my dad found a used banjo at the thrift shop, pawn shop in Kyoto, and he brought it back. So that was actually my first instrument that I owned.
Wow, yeah, a banjo. So,
banjo, yeah.
And was that the first instrument, I assume, that you learned how to play then?
You're right. But, you know, I'm from a small town in Japan, mm-hmm. so there was no way to find the instructors. But my parents had a friend who was into bluegrass music.
Okay.
And he was an excellent bluegrass guitar player, too. So he gave me a record, LP, mm-hmm. and called the Foggy Mountain Banjo by Lester Flatt.
That's fantastic.
So I tried to learn from the record,
yeah,
which was difficult. Fascinating to me, but still very fast. And yeah,
you must have spent a lot of time trying to do that, trying to study and learn that on your own just by the sound.
Right. So I started playing the guitars too, because all my friends were playing guitars.
Okay. Do you still play the banjo sometimes?
A little bit, yeah. I still have, and yeah, only at home mostly.
Well, and your picking is wonderful and unique. Was that somewhat inspired? Because the banjo is a lot of picking. Is that right?
Yeah. When I was a teenager, I practiced lots of rolls, combinations of my three fingers for the banjo. So that still sticks to me, and I use that kind of a technique. And so my right hand is, natural. I can do different things with my right hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Compared to, you know, like in general, like other guitar players. Mm-hmm. I do lots of like fast arpeggio patterns with my right hand.
Okay.
Yeah, which I can play one piece that I apply some of the banjo rolls.
I would love that, but whatever you were planning on, it's totally fine.
Thank you.
Also, you're not like in with your left hand, you're not always, you don't have your hand under the guitar. Sometimes you have it up over the neck.
Sometimes.
Yeah. It's just like, it's beautiful to watch you play.
Thank you.
And the sound is really incredible. So I'll hold a couple more questions. What would you like to play for us next?
So this is another original piece called From Coast to Coast. And as I mentioned, I used some of the banjo right-hand combinations for this piece.
Okay, yeah. Wonderful. Thank you. Feel like everything's going to be okay listening to you. Thank you, Hiroya.
Thank you.
Marilyn Gleason, our news director here at KDNK, did just come in with some unfortunate news, breaking news. Garfield County has issued evacuation orders for a new fire burning near Battlement Mesa. The Cottonwood Flat Fire, as it is now known, is burning on County Road 309, also known as the Yellowstone Palisade Road. Residents in 1 mile radius, in a 1 mile radius of 1800 County Road 309 should evacuate the area immediately due to the fire. Additionally, a pre-evacuation within 2 miles of 1800 County Road 309 means residents and others should prepare for possible evacuation orders issued by Garfield County Sheriff's Office. You will receive another message if evacuations are ordered. The fire is south of the Colorado River between Morrisania Mesa, between Rollison and Battlement Mesa. This 2 to 3 acre wind-driven vegetation fire is spreading to the east along County Road 309. A total of 2 large air tankers, 2 single engine air tankers, and 3 Type 1 copters have been requested by Air Attack. The fire was first reported near Battlement Mesa just before 3 this afternoon. If you are within 1 mile of, again, if you are within 1 mile of 1800 County Road 309, please evacuate immediately. Thank you, listeners, and everyone be safe out there. Hope they get it out quickly. Hiroya, thank you again for being in the studio. The world is a crazy place, and music, it makes it a little bit better and life a little bit easier sometimes. So thank you for sharing that, your beautiful and unique music with us. And you you also have a group, you were saying, that you perform with.
I used to.
Okay.
Now mostly I play solo.
Okay.
Shows, yeah.
Mostly solo now. Mm-hmm. And I got a kick out of your influences. I think that's lovely, just that you grew up in Japan and yet you had bluegrass influences as a young person, as a child.
Yeah.
I think that's so beautiful.
Thank you.
And do you have Japanese influences as well when it comes to your music?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I grew up in very traditional part of Japan, Kyoto. And, you know, I grew up in kind of Zen culture. And spiritually, you know, I'm pretty much in that. Lots of influence from that culture. But musically, I'm open to different kinds of music, including lots of, I grew up in American bluegrass, blues, rock, jazz.
Yeah, okay. So wow, that's fantastic. Mixed. Good, fantastic, cool. Well, we have about 4 minutes left, a little less than that of the show. Would you like to play another song or have me ask you a couple more questions?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you like to play?
Let's see.
And yeah. Folks, sorry, just to remember, tonight is Hiroya will be performing at the 3rd Street Center at 7 p.m. You're in for a wonderful treat if you can make it.
So I'm going to do a old Japanese folk song. Is that okay?
Oh, that is fantastic. Yeah. Yes, please.
So this song is from southern part of Japan,
okay.
Okinawa.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for sharing some Japanese influence in music with us as well and with our listeners. Folks, get on over to the Third Street Center tonight, 7 o'clock, to see Hiroya in person. You could also check out Google Hiroya Guitar, and you could find out more about Hiroya. First name is H-I-R-O-Y-A. And again, there is an evacuation order in place for the a fire near Battlement Mesa if you're within 1 mile of 1800 County Road 309, also known as the Willison Palisade Road. Please evacuate immediately and be safe.